Title: Why Insurance Transactions Fail, A Structural Analysis of Regulatory, Licensing, and Operational Risk. Content: Insurance and insurance-adjacent transactions, particularly those involving managing general agents, MGAs, program administrators, third-party administrators, TPAs, brokers, and InsurTech platforms, do not typically fail because of the headline issues identified early in the process. Rather, failure is more often attributable to structural misalignment between regulatory requirements, licensing frameworks, and the post-closing operating model. This misalignment is frequently embedded at the outset. By the time it is identified, it is either too late to remediate efficiently or too costly to justify continuation of the transaction. 1. The core analytical framework: what must be true at close in day one? A disciplined transaction process in the insurance sector begins with a threshold question: what regulatory, licensing, operational, and contractual conditions must be satisfied for the transaction to I. close and 2. operate compliantly and effectively on day one? This inquiry should drive deal structure, not follow it. Key gating considerations typically include regulatory approvals and filings, change of control approvals, e.g., Form A under state insurance holding company statutes, Texas FIN 531, etc. Change in control or ownership notifications for licensed producers, TPAs, and MGA's DOI pre-approval requirements for material transactions involving carriers and others, licensing continuity preservation of producer agency, and adjuster licenses across jurisdictions, maintenance of designated responsible licensed producers, DRLPs, or qualifying individuals, state-by-state nuances regarding entity licensing, control persons, and ownership disclosures, contractual dependencies, assignment and consent requirements in carrier agreements, fronting arrangements, and reinsurance treaties, anti-assignment clauses in distribution, technology, and vendor agreements, change of control termination rights in underwriting agreements, producer agreements, corporate insurance policies, commercial relationships, etc. Operational continuity, retention of key personnel tied to licensing, distribution, or regulatory compliance, continuity of underwriting authority, claims administration, and delegated authority frameworks, technology platform dependencies, including data access, IP rights, and third-party integrations. Failure to map these constraints early often results in closing delays, value leakage, or, in some cases, inability to close. 2. Regulatory constraints is structural, not diligence, issues in insurance transactions. Regulatory considerations are not merely diligence work streams. They are structural constraints that must inform transaction timing, including regulatory review periods and sequencing, deal mechanics, e.g., stock versus asset purchase, merger structures, or staged closings, interim operating covenants and pre-closing conduct restrictions, post-closing integration planning, for example, a transaction involving a licensed insurer or captive may trigger prior approval requirements that effectively dictate the deal timeline. Acquisition of a licensed producer or MGA platform may require prior approval requirements and/or multi-state licensing updates, including disclosure of new control persons, which can take weeks or months. Certain states impose look-through ownership requirements, requiring disclosure of upstream owners and potentially complicating private equity or multi-tiered structures. Treating these issues as secondary diligence findings rather than primary design inputs is a common driver of transaction failure. 3. Licensing and key person risk. Insurance distribution businesses are uniquely sensitive to individual licensing and designation requirements. Common failure points include assumptions that licensed entities can operate independently of specific individuals, when in fact, loss of a designated licensed individual may impair or invalidate licenses. Certain states require continuous supervision by a named responsible producer or adjuster. Loss of key producer relationships can disrupt distribution rights/opportunities. Underestimation of key producer concentration risk, where revenue is tied to a small number of licensed individuals. Failure to structure retention, transition, or replacement strategies for individuals whose licenses or relationships are essential to ongoing operations. B.